Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, March 23rd, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Republicans pitch a transportation funding plan, the House is poised to pass changes to the minimum wage, and Duluth moves to rehab an old industrial area. Republicans in the Minnesota House have released a new transportation funding proposal they say devotes $7 billion to roads and bridges over the next 10 years. What they call the Road and Bridge Act of 2015 creates a fund for various projects by dedicating taxes on auto parts, rental cars, and leased cars. They say that would total about $3 billion over 10 years. The plan also uses $1.3 billion in trunk highway bonds, $1.2 billion from the Minnesota Department of Transportation budget, another $1 billion from general obligation bonds, and $228 million from the surplus. House Speaker Kurt Dowd of Crown says the Republican plan is comprehensive and relies on existing resources rather than raising taxes.
We're going to show Minnesotans that we can meet the need, that we can invest in our road and bridge infrastructure in a way that Minnesotans expect us to. And we can do that by prioritizing those things and not do it without raising a gas tax.
DFL Governor Mark Dayton, who's proposing a wholesale gas tax increase to help fund $10 billion in transportation spending over the next decade, says he hopes Republicans offer a real solution. But the governor's office warned against shifting money from the general fund to transportation, saying future legislatures could just as easily shift it back. We'll have much more on the Republican plan here tomorrow. The Minnesota House is set to vote today on a bill that would change how the state's minimum wage law applies to tipped employees. Tim Pugmire reports.
The legislation would allow restaurants to keep paying servers the current $8 minimum wage when scheduled rate increases kick in, if their wages and tips exceed $12 an hour. Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd of Crown said the change would help balance the earnings of restaurant employees.
I think there are folks that really believe that having a higher minimum wage, you know, helps the tipped employees, and it actually hurts the non-tipped employees in establishments where you have tipped employees working.
The House bill has three DFL co-sponsors, but most Democrats oppose the measure, and it has no Senate companion. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
The city of Duluth is preparing to invest up to $50 million in outdoor recreation to revitalize what many consider a long-overlooked part of the city. The western edge of Duluth extends for more than 6 miles along the St. Louis River from I-35, far from downtown. Tonight, the city council will cast a preliminary vote on an ambitious plan to build trails and other amenities to breathe new life into an area that was once the industrial heart of the city. Dan Crocker has more.
Hansi Johnson watches as water drips off the last remaining sheet of ice clinging to the 100-foot sheer rock face of Casket Quarry, high on the hill overlooking West Duluth.
The sense of scale, it's kind of hard to, like, kind of wrap your head around how big it is.
Johnson is director for recreational lands for the Minnesota Land Trust.
So you almost have this kind of like an alpine feeling experience, you know, like right, literally right in the center of the city.
This old quarry is hidden just below the city's Skyline Drive. It's visited mostly by expert ice climbers. But Johnson hopes to turn it into a destination, an ice climbing park that pros and beginners alike can enjoy.
So I'd love to see this place, you know, teeming with not only the, you know, the Gore-Tex-clad climber, but also, you know, the kid with the jeans and the t-shirt trying it out for the first time.
This is arguably the most attention-grabbing component of Duluth's ambitious plan to invest up to $50 million into outdoor recreation to help revitalize the city's old industrial corridor along the St. Louis River on the far west side of town. The proposal calls for new mountain biking, hiking, skiing, and equestrian trails, a paddling center, and improvements to city parks, the zoo, and Spirit Mountain. Duluth Mayor Don Ness, who laid out his vision to focus on Duluth's western fringe in last year's State of the City address, says it's a key strategy to grow Duluth's population and tax base.
You can't get there if you're not investing in the quality of life, and not investing in the things that make life in Duluth unique and special and different from any other regional center in the upper Midwest.
Last year, the city won legislative approval to raise $18 million from a 0.5% sales tax on hotels and bars and restaurants to help fund the plan. Ness says the goal is to supplement that with another $32 million in grants and private donations.
it's a big vision. It's a very optimistic vision. And in a part of town that hasn't necessarily embraced this sort of thing in the past.
A lot of visitors to Duluth have likely never been to the far west side of the city, where a string of small neighborhoods sits between the St. Louis River and the steep hillside. Decades ago, paper mills, factories, and a steel mill lined the shore. And for decades, they dumped pollution into the water.
If you were here in the late 60s and early 70s, you'd be holding your nose right now.
Bill Majeski is standing at a boat ramp on the river that's also slated to be a new trailhead. Majeski moved nearby in 1972 when he says he wouldn't touch or go near the water. Since then, the city helped build a new wastewater treatment plant, and recently the federal and state governments have pumped tens of millions of dollars into restoring the waterway.
The fishing has gotten good. The sturgeon are coming back. The walleyes are biting like crazy. The crappies are here. You know, so there's a lot of things that are going on here that attract people.
But there are also old industrial sites that still need to be cleaned up. Many homes are old and need repair. Boarded up buildings dot the small business districts. St. Louis County Commissioner Chris Dahlberg, who lives in Western Duluth, hopes the city's plan will spark reinvestment.
I think it's been really neglected. And, you know, it's kind of like, as Rodney Dangerfield said, we get no respect.
And while he supports investing in recreation, Dahlberg doesn't want to ignore the area's past.
Let's not forget about industry. I think we can do both, and I think we can protect the environment. And so that's the picture that I think we have to look at.
That new picture of West Duluth will likely take some time to come into focus. Pending council approval, Ness says much of the public investment will occur over the next 5 years. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.